So when I bought that asset again, I bought it with the mindset that we're fixing it, we're doing it, and that's it, and there's no plan B. Halfway through it, we ran out of money. Now, when I tell you Paul Green ran out of money, nobody would give me money. We hit a major pothole. I'm like, fuck. Made a bollocks of this. And then what do you attract? You attract the gobshites in your life. You attract the people that say, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done this. I had zero network in Ireland. I had nobody to make a phone call to. I had nobody to ring. I had no friends that were buying assets. I had no one that would even dream of taking a rundown pile of shit and trying to bring it back to life. So I had zero. And I thought, and I always call this just a little pothole in the road. So again, I got into a few people over in England. They were sort of laughing about it. But you're laughing about it, but you've no money. You've nowhere to go. You've used all of your avenues. And I thought, this has to fucking change. And it did change. And we got out of a little mess we were in. We got the asset cash flowing. I looked back, I laughed, and I thought to myself, fuck this. I am setting up a network that we're like-minded people, that if this shit ever happens again... Okay, team, so welcome back to today's episode or today's podcast. Feels a little bit weird. I have no guests. We were asked to do this one, so I thought, well, you know, if I'm bringing loads of people on all the time and I'm getting in about their life and I'm getting in about all the educational sides that they do, and we've had some fantastic speakers, some fantastic guests on. In fact, they've all been fantastic because they all have their own little story. So today, a couple of comments came in online. People that might know me as well, a lot of people in our network know us really well, but a lot of people that are listening to this podcast probably don't know me as well. So today I'm going to give a little bit back in about what I do, the reasons why I set up Plant and Property Training, the reasons why we're heavily invested in property, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my background and my story. So, take a few notes, as I always say. Sit back, relax, and you're going to get to know a little bit about Paul Green.
We really want to thank today's podcast sponsors, Platinum Ventures. If you need to sell your property fast and hassle-free, visit platinumventures.ie.
All right, so a lot of people may not know. Some people think that when you've got an educational business or you're in the educational space that you're highly educated, which I'm not. And the reason why I'm so passionate about plant and property training is I left school fairly early on in life, and maybe like some of your own kids that may be listening into this as well, or you may be looking at them in the corner of your eye saying, he's just not fucking quite right. Well, that was me with school. Could not do it. Hated the thing. Hated every minute of it because I was trying to learn something that I didn't want to learn. Ended up being disruptive, ended up messing around in it, spent more time in third class than I was meant to be in fifth class, and vice versa. So schooling for me caused this fucking mayhem. And it was mayhem in my life that set us back years and years and years. So it's not for everybody, and it most certainly wasn't for me. And in fact, I think most entrepreneurs that I get to meet, really successful people, in the space I am, and I'm going to meet one of the world's leaders next week and spend a bit of time with him as well. But most entrepreneurs figured out early on in life that schooling just wasn't for them. And do they revisit it? All of them do. All of them find out what they're interested in, what they can focus on, and what they become super great at. And they can master it really, really good after they've stepped away from the learning as the formal educational side of things. Like, formal education, as everyone knows, will earn you a living. Self-education, when you actually focus in on something, like I have done with the property in the property space, can earn you an absolute fortune. So that's what I got really, really interested in. And, you know, schooling was just horrendous. So if your kid does come in and school's causing mayhem, maybe just think of, he may be or she may be not disruptive in school. They may be entrepreneurs. So, and give them the time and give them the space to do it. So left school fairly early. I started into my trade of being a plumber. So when I left, my dad went into the room one night, and there's six in our family. I'm the youngest, and a lot of other successful people in my family too, but I was the youngest, and I was the only person that burst through the doors and said, "That's fucking it, I'm out of that school, I'm done." I remember sitting on the end of the bed with my dad, and he said, "If you're going to do something, you're going to do it till you finish it. And other than that, you'll be out that door." And I did. So I started out plumbing, and I went in and I trained up as being a plumber, and we earned a lot of money at it. It was a great, great time. Obviously, to start, my family kicked in, and we've two kids now. But that paid for a lot of that. And it's a great, great trade. And it gives you great, great discipline as well. It's a difficult trade and it's hard, but it made us money, and it connected us with people. So I connected with a good friend of mine. He had a lot of property units. And as I was going through it, I built up a company in plumbing. And if I'm really telling you the truth about it, I sort of hated it, but loved it. It was like a love-hate relationship. I knew it wasn't quite there, but it was the only thing after leaving school that was on my mind. Because remember this thing about learning and educational. It was a real dark black hole for me over here. I couldn't go back and I couldn't visit it. And generally at one point, I thought I was absolutely stupid and this plumbing thing was just going to tick this box, until I started to watch other people around me. So I watched a friend of mine, and he started to build up a couple of acids, and I started to pay attention. I started to look at them properly, and then I started to fix them for him. So we'd come home after the weekend and he'd ring in. He'd say, "Paul, I'm really, really stuck. Can you fly over and fix a leak? Or can you fly over and fix this? You can fly over." So after a period of time, he ended up fixing all of his units. Now, he was getting a little bit lazy that he didn't even want to collect rents, and I started to do that. And then it started to spark me about, well, hold on a minute. If I am ever to step back from plumbing, what is that thing called business? How could I build it? How could I create something? I thought I really got into the space of, and I got into the mindset that anyone involved in property, and I know because I mentor a lot of people now, and the very, very first initial approach to this property space means, oh, you need loads and loads of money, which is completely wrong. But what I started to do was I started to look into his business, and then I started to get really, really ingrained in it. And I thought, this is the only other fucking thing that I could possibly do. And here's why. Number one, I could fix the units. Number two, I could knock them to the ground and rebuild them. Number three, I fucking love dealing with people. I love dealing with problems on a daily basis. I love dealing with human beings because they all have a story to tell. They all have an interest in different things and they're interesting people. So I thought, why don't I just try and tackle the world of property? The only thing I had to get around was a couple of things. Number one, hadn't got much education. So I was speaking a completely different language. If I wrote a message to someone, chances were it was all fucking hubbledy-bubbledy. If I tried to read a script out, it wouldn't work because I couldn't read it. So I always thought doing financial presentations and going to try and get the money, that was going to be the side that was going to let me down. So two things happened. Number one, I started to get really fucking focused into this. Like 100% disciplined and focused into bringing my education back up to where I wanted it to work as, and then adapting in different skill sets around me that I was going to be able to go and raise private finance, or at least raise some funds from somewhere that I could try and build my first rental unit. And that's what we did. Our own family home, we decided to build a two-bed house on the side of it. And I remember saying to my wife at the time, when we were only young, as in the minute that dog dies, I'm building a two-bed house there. And she was like, "Don't be so fucking stupid. Nobody builds houses, blah, 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 blah." And that's what we done. The dog died. And I thought, this is it. This is the time I'm going to at least try this thing. And I knew, you know when you know you can do something. I knew I could fucking do this. I knew I could do it because I had seen my friend doing it. He's a very, very clever person, but he's got two left hands. And I thought, right, well, I'm a little bit stupid. I can fix that a little bit. But I've got two really, really good hands and I have really, really good people around me. And all of the people in the space I was in were able to build this thing. And that's what we done. We set out. We raised a few bob. I begged and borrowed off everyone. and we eventually built this shell. Now, once you build a unit or once you build something, you will find it's like a big puzzle. The way I see it is it's like putting together a puzzle on the table, and you start with 1,000 pieces and you start to get 100 pieces on the table. They just start to come around you. You start to click them in. You're never going to have it perfect. Who gives a shit? The job is that you're going to try and get a property built or an asset under your belt that's going to create passive income, and you do not have to get into the van and go to plumb or go to do a job for the public. And that is all I focused on for about 5 or 6 years. I was literally obsessed by it. And I truly believe to take something up out of the ground, or to take an idea out of your head, or to maybe look in at your friend's business and say, that's what I want. You have to become obsessed with it. And we did. And we built that 2-bed house, and we got it cash flowing at the time. We broke even. We took a bit of debt on. We paid the debt back. And I fucking figured this shit out. And the beauty about now is I can give people my real life story. Mammy or daddy never gave us anything. We always had to go out and build. I always was trying to figure out the money cycle. I was trying to get into the space of how money works. And I did. Now, we got that thing fixed. We got the asset built. We got it rented out. Money started to come in. And it's a great feeling, because at the end of every month, you get a knock on the door. Someone owes you money for a change. And it's weird, because you've taken maybe 5 years of your life, which no one is willing to do, and you've created this thing that's going to produce money for the rest of your life. It's never, ever going to stop. That supply and demand back then, it was hugely demand. Now, it's just off the Richter scale. So you have got like a big lump of gold once done correctly. So once I figured it out and I got the finance in and I seen the system and I stepped back, I was like, fuck, now I can do this. And I loved it. I loved fixing the problems. I loved looking after my customers, because that's what they are. They're not your tenants. They're your customers. And once I'd done that and once I figured it all out, I thought, how am I going to just do one more? What else? How can I do one more of these? I'd paid everyone back. I'd fix the debt and I'd set the company up. So then I started to get educated again, and I started to go into the world of property investing. Now, unfortunately, and this is the horribly sad thing about Ireland and the Irish people, and I was like it, we're miserable, miserable people at times. So I had to get on a plane and I had to go over to events over in England. So when you're going on an event over to England, you're standing up in a room with 400 or 500 people and you're like, this is what I want to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Your mind is just fucking gone. Your mind is running around with loads and loads of different ideas, loads of different prospects that can happen. Of course, you see the Bentleys, you see the cars, you see the Ferraris. Like one event we were over, it was in Kensington. You walk back outside, I was completely out of my comfort zone. There's Ferraris, there's Bentleys. You're looking at all these things. You start to tap into that mindset. Now, on the other side, I know how hard it is to get one asset because I've got one. And now I'm looking at trying to get 5 or 6. And then I'm looking at the people that have 5 or 6 or maybe 10. And they've got the Ferraris and they've got the cars and they've got all the things in life that a lot of people chase. Now, the problem is, and especially in my space, we always would say to ourselves, don't chase the shiny shit. Go for the hard work. Keep putting your boots in the ground and keep developing. And that's what you're doing. So I bought another place in Wexford. Another heartache. Now, this heartache, I don't know how many people told me not to buy it. And especially the people I was training with over in England told me to buy as many as I could. But then when I came back to Ireland and I was connecting with my friends or my family members, they were like, don't touch that thing. That's a heartache. Don't go near it. It's dodgy. Investing in properties where you get burnt. Doing all these things is where you get burnt. You're exposing yourself to the markets. You're exposing yourself to money. You're going to get in trouble. And if you're a type of person which is completely stupid with money, I'm telling you, your first big check, you will either go off the radar or you'll lose it, or you'll start to invest. You'll make stupid, stupid decisions. But if you focus 100% on discipline and building that business to where you want and don't touch the money when it comes in, you will start to collect little small assets. And that's what we've done in Wexford. We drove by this place. I reversed back and I was like, I'm buying that. Now, that's the mindset I had programmed my mindset into. I didn't give a shit about the money. I didn't give a shit about the thing. I just seen myself with a derelict asset saying, I'm going to turn that into a cash flow asset. And we reversed back, parked the car, got out, took a few notes, rang up the agent the following day, met him, walking around it with my wife Tara. And this has always been a cert for me. When I'm walking through the property and I'm telling her about my visions in it, and I turn around and she's gone, that's when I know I should buy a property. And a lot of people will do that because they will run with the challenge that's put in front of them. For me, I always loved the challenge and we did it. We bought the property out. We raised the finance again. We refinanced the property. I pulled all of my money back out. You will always hear me say, if you can get a free house, take as many as you can. That was my goal. That's what I was obsessed with. I was obsessed with creating the bare model. I trained so hard in it. I had mastered the thing. I knew exactly how to do it. It was just a case of me delivering them assets. And your first few assets that you're going to build in your portfolio, I don't like to be to break the bad news to you. You're fucking doing it. There's nobody else doing it. All of the minute something goes wrong, all of the other dipshits will come and slag you and will come and tell you, well, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that. And when we were building that asset, that exact thing happened. And here's where Platinum Property Training come from. And anyone that's been to my events or been to my training workshops would know of this one story. I never planned anything proper in life. The reason why, back to my education again, I couldn't write properly, I couldn't read properly, I couldn't put stuff down. It was all just logged away in my brain. And I never planned things properly. So when I bought that asset again, I bought it with the mindset that we're fixing it, we're doing it, and that's it, and there's no plan B. Halfway through it, we ran out of money. Now, when I tell you Paul Green ran out of money, nobody would give me money. We ran out of money. We hit a major pothole. I'm like, fuck, made a bollocks of this. And then what do you attract? You attract the gobshites in your life. You attract the people that say, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done this. I had zero network in Ireland. I had nobody to make a phone call to. I had nobody to ring. I had no friends that were buying assets. I'd no one that would even dream of taking a rundown pile of shit and trying to bring it back to life. So I had zero and I thought, fuck. And I always call this just a little pothole in the road. So again, I got onto a few people over in England. They were sort of laughing about it. But you're laughing about it, but you've no money. You've nowhere to go. You've used all of your avenues. And I thought, this has to fucking change. And it did change. And we got out of a little mess we were in. We got the asset cash flowing. I looked back, I laughed, and I thought to myself, fuck this. I'm setting up a network that we're like-minded people, that if this shit ever happens again, or if it happens to someone else, that instead of getting scarred and going back to the way it happened with my education, because I couldn't, you know, if you stand up in a class and you're asked to read out a book and everyone's laughing at you, that's the way I felt when the acid. And that's not meant to happen in the world of property. And it's probably the reason why this country is absolutely shot for building, because there's no community, there's no network. So we decided in 2019 to build out. And I was one person at the time that was taken in to try and build this company. Didn't work out quite well. As life happens, we didn't agree. And I ended up buying the company out. We were left with a couple of pull-up banners and a bit of debt. And I thought, fuck it. This is my education. This is my home. This is what I like to do. And this is what I'm going to build out. And I'm going to build out a place that entrepreneurs in Ireland can come to, whether they like business or they like property. And I'm going to be able to tell them about my career and property. And I'm going to be able to get all this shit off my mind. And when different stuff comes in, we can deal with it. And I'm going to try and bring world leaders in the space of property to my network and take the knowledge from the people that have it and give it to the poor fuckers like me that needed it. And that may have not felt comfortable to express their life and say, these are the little things I need. And then I built out Platinum Property Training. And we built a thing called Platinum Talks at the start. It was very, very cheap to come in. And I bring in people that specialized in property. So first we made this safe place for people to come. People to come and communicate about their business. And Most times it was about property. Then I started to do little small training courses about just one or two different ways that I said it. I actually built this book that was in front of me. That was my gospel. That was my life. That was how I got my first few assets up running. And when I looked at them and said, I've got a free house. So then from one of the guys I was sitting with England, he said to me, sit down and try and build a 20 booklet course of how you start at the very start and how you exit each deal. And that's what I done. I created it in my own words and I put this whole thing together. So that was our first property training. So remember, we got these Platinum Talks where I'm bringing in I pinch myself here, right? Because you've got someone on stage that couldn't fucking talk, left school early, couldn't read properly, couldn't write, and I'm bringing in like the biggest banks in the country. I was able to convince them that my network was the best and is the best. And it's the most safest place to come. And when you come, you're going to get business. And they did. And they all came. And anyone I've ever asked, they came. Bar about maybe 4 or 5 people and fucked them. I don't care. They want to come now. And I'll never repair them relationships. I just leave them. So that's the thing about it. Once you create something that is in demand, it's safe, it's affordable, you will get experts coming in. And that's where I pinched myself. Because I've got people this side of the equation. Like if I look back into Platinum now, we've got like people with massive degrees behind their names, massive results behind their names. And then you had me. And I was like, it was like a dating website. You're bringing in all the hot women, you're bringing in all the thick men, and you connect and do the business. And I thought, that's it. This is it. This is the platform I need. And I'll never let it go because it's educational. And it's my education. And it's my little skill. And it's the way I learn. So we started to get some results in then. So I built an 8-week online training course. Sorry, the first one we done was a 20-week course. Then I felt like I was moving in with people. I was like, nah, too much. We reduced it down to a 12-week course. And I still felt it was too much for people. So then I created an 8-week training course. And it was the best thing that I have ever done for me. Forget about the people I was training. People were coming into our network and they were learning all the tricks we do. But for me, because I had 20 or 30 people looking at me every month, I had to have property deals on. So it made me scale up. And every single 8-week course that I've ever delivered in this building, I've had a property deal on. So now you can work that out since 2019 to now. Think about what we've built. We've built an absolute beast of a machine. And we're still trying to figure out all the different parts that come with running a company. But that's me and that's Platinum Property Training. Now I get to sit with some fantastic people and I get to delve into their lifestyle. And it always takes by surprise because if you go to different events, you go to, you know, big events that are in the RDS and there's big speakers on, they've got big lists and it's all down on spreadsheets and it's bulletproof and it's they bring in pointers and all. I never do that. I said to you, one of the biggest lending institutions inside in the boardroom, and I sat with them, they said, okay, where's the script? And I said, there is no script. We're going to shoot from the hip. The two guys were like, no. And I said, lads, this is the way I've always done it. It's never going to change now. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to have a chat and we're going to tell people what you do. And I'm going to connect them people with you. So let's run for about 40 to 45 minutes straight off the hip. Put all your notes into your bag. Forget about it. We went upstairs. The room was packed out because there was a finance company coming in. And we were to finish about 9:45. Them two guys and the 30 people I had upstairs on that night left this building about 12:30 at night. And that's how you build relationships. And the relationships through Platinum, for me and for anyone that uses the services properly, that's how you build your wealth, is through relationships. So try and focus in on them. Leading me off into our mentoring side of things. So we do business mentoring, we do whatever. Some people come in and say to me, Paul, look, I need to just get this part of the puzzle fixed. And I will sit with them and simplify it down. And we use all the whiteboards inside. Some people come in a group setting. Some people come in on one-on-ones. And I absolutely love it because I'm just telling them about me. There's nothing special about me. It's just the way I've done it. And sometimes when I look at them, I know they will do it. Sometimes I have to tell them the bad news and I'd say, look, I really don't think you should invest in it. I don't think you're quite ready now. And I know mommy or daddy's pushing you at this thing, but this thing done correctly is going to hurt you. Sorry, this thing done incorrectly is going to hurt you. And my personal opinion now is you're not ready. You have too much shit going on over here. And until you have that thing fixed and stabilized, don't attempt to do this. And sometimes they get angry. And sometimes they take my advice. And when they're ready to do it and when their body's ready to do it, they do it. And one of our sessions last week, this one of the guys that came in, he's with me probably about, I'd say, 2 years. First year, he said zero, just paid his thing, sat there, watched everything. That's him trying to come into the community. But he's probably has all of the stuff that I may have had when I was younger. You're embarrassed, you don't want to talk, you might write the wrong things. And you have to allow people to go at their own pace. It took me years to make the jump over to say, I'm going to revisit education and I'm going to make education, for me, a priority. So for him, it's actually taken probably 2 years. But it's so fucking funny because it may be on the 10th session. So he will never do group sessions, ever. He logs in online, you never camera on, he just sits there and listens. He never turn into them. As in, he won't turn on, he won't interact. On the one-on-one space inside is where it really works for him. He's an entrepreneur. I write on the whiteboard, even on the desk I'm on now, it's fully glass. I can write all my notes on the glass. But inside in the boardroom, we write them all down. And I'm drawing pictures of loads of different things. But anything I ever showed him to do, he goes off. And this is really what mentoring is about. It's not giving you the systems, the processes and all the things. It's being real and honest and giving you a list of work and you going and doing it. He's done it. It may have taken him an extra year. Who gives a shit? He's investing in property. He's really trying to step his game up and build some wealth in there for his family. But it was so great the other day. Now, take off the property. He has a set of keys. He's using all our systems in the background. He's using all of their legals. He's using their bear people. He's using every single thing. And I'm watching that deal really, really closely because anyone that does a one-on-one with me, you're not going to fail. I'm not going to allow you to fail. I'd rather fuck you out of building and tell you not to come back, but you're not going to fail under my watch. So he has every single thing ready for the refinance. He is, I'd say, within a couple of grand, going to walk away with a free house that cash flows well, and he's done the hard work and he has it done. But anyway, fast tracking it. And I always tell people this, when we're ripping our houses, and we rip houses out every single day of the week. For anyone that knows me, you know I buy houses fast. That's what we do. We buy piles of shit, we turn them around. That's our business model. That's where we make our money. I let the cat out of the bag there. But every time we do it, I sit the lads down and I say to them, guys, this was an old woman's house. She's a Dublin woman. There's a good chance she's probably out there burying a lot of money around the house. And everyone gets excited and everyone's jumping around and blah, blah, blah. And it's just a bit of a joke and a bit of a crack. But he left inside on his last mentoring session on Friday evening about 7 o'clock. And he said to me, Paul, listen, that trick you told us and that bit of a joke you always say about the lads, it actually came true. I was like, I can't say his name. I said, really? What happened? And he clicked open his phone. And because it's his first deal, and because I am so passionate about you not giving this to other people, for you to get in there and learn the trade, he said, I took your advice in this, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to fill the skips, and I'm going to get out there. And this guy has the money that he doesn't need to get his hands dirty, but he wanted to because he believes in what I teach, and he believes in the way I've done my assets, and then he can hand them over, and he get in, and maybe Mother Nature sent him a fucking gift. But he found £22,500 in cash in the house. I couldn't believe it. And only for he had the photos on the phone to show me this big stack of cash, I was like, fuck. But anyway, these things happen. But point being, when you're investing in property, it's not just buying a house. It's not just getting cash flow. It's not just going around with this ego thing saying, well, I own that property now and blah, 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 and I'm better than you. It's about getting in there. It's about understanding the business. It's about turning over the systems. It's about understanding what's a rewire, understanding what's a new replumbing, understanding of all the moving parts that are in that business. And that's what that actual book there is. It's my training course. It's the whole backbone of Platinum. It's every single thing that you're going to incur when you're buying your first 10 properties. And then up to that, you're not going to need Platinum. You're going to need the network. But it's beautiful to see. And he's only one. There's loads. There's a load of people, like I've taught loads of people that have two left hands how to do it. Now, some of them people didn't get their hands too dirty and they don't walk away with such a free house. They walk away with a bit of cash left in the deal. That's perfectly fine. My job is just to encourage them to get in there and find out the business and then operate it and stop focusing just on the money. Focus on taking the rundown asset and turning it around. And throughout the years, we've created some fantastic systems of how to bring in homes and how to bring in homes below market value. Everybody asks, how do I get them? How do I do my marketing correctly? I do my marketing correctly from our educational platform. We bring so many people in, we give them so many things for free, and it drives leads into the business. And that's exactly, that's the very, very last puzzle of Platinum Property Training. Because it's not the training that makes the money for me, it's buying and selling houses that make massive money and life-changing money. And the community that's behind it and the community that is in our WhatsApp groups and it's training there, when I see them getting their first sets of keys, it's just like they don't have to travel across the world. They don't have to go over to England. They don't have to build up with their network. We're here. We're here to help and we're here to share them stories and not to have the mindset of you getting tarnished or abused or shouted at when you do something wrong. That's not how you learn. You learn from an environment that are there to help and there to support and there to create. And that's what we do. We help every person that comes through our doors. Now, again, I'm brutally honest. Some people don't like my honesty. If I feel you're not able to do it, I'm the first person to tell you and it'll save you a truckload of money. So again, that's just a little bit about Platinum. Really, it's a great network. I'll never let the thing go. We're not a hugely profitable company. It's not meant to be. It's an educational company. And I'm telling you, for me, people always ask me about my business strategies. My business is over here. I take them extremely serious. We're buying and selling assets and raising finance. I'm telling you, I'm like a ticking time bomb. I watch them thing. The educational business for me is a game, a joke. I love it. It helps me. I don't need to focus on money. I need to focus on you coming in. Because when you come in, you bring a skill set in here. And as entrepreneurs, every single day of the year, every single day that your eyes are open, you should be focused on learning something new every day. And the only way I can learn something new every day is bringing like-minded people in. I'd nearly pay you to come in. Because we've got some really, really fantastic people in here. And we've people in here with zero property. We've people in here trying to get their first property. I've people in here with 200 properties. I have everything. And just one little tweak, or the way you talk for one, the way you prepare yourself going into meetings, or the way you handle yourself when you get an objective, that can change your career in the property space. And that's why I love the training company. A little bit about the houses. We raised a lot of money. I'm really a type of person, you need to be raising money for your ventures every single day of the week. The reason how I can buy houses super, super fast is we have the funds now built. We've done the hard work. So when I look at a property deal, I can buy, I can make a decision within a 2-hour period. I do not need to go to 5 or 6 different people. I do not need to keep bridge and lending companies happy. I do not need to ring into my legals. I go evaluate the deal. I bring the deal back. I sit and I have a boardroom meeting, which will take about 15 minutes and I'll get approval. If I get approval, we go to the homeowner, we go to the motivated seller and we create a roadmap to get them out there. If they like that, it's not always about discount. See, you are always focusing on the discount. I'm focusing on the speed. My company is built on speed. If I can put this package together at that level, I offer it to them. And I offer it to them with around a 28-day close. Now, you can't do that if you're raising mortgage finance. We have our own personal finance, so we can do that. So that's the game that's going to change your career. So anyone that has any sort of brain in the head, you should watch into our Platinum Venture space very, very cleverly. And I share it very, very openly in our WhatsApp groups as well. Again, in our mentoring side of things, when I'm doing these rundown houses, there's so many challenges that are in them houses. And I will wrap every person up that's in our training group. If I've got on one of our rookie courses, at any given time, I could turn around to 10 or 12 different people and say, guys, on a Saturday morning, I seen you struggling on a training platform on the rookie side of things where you were trying to do a bit of putting a house back together. Now I'm offering you to come to one of our sites. We always, at any given time, we could have 10 different units on. So I always have room to bring people to site. And really for me, I'm bringing them to site. I'm telling them about the challenges. We're not talking about the money. Forget about the money. I'm talking about you doing the job. You getting the job together, you turning it around, and then you're guaranteed the money out the far end. But for us, I get to see the face on them people. I get to see them people crumble. I get to see them people start to build. I get them see them build momentum. Then they log back into our training platform. They go into all the Bob Proctor, the Owen Fitzpatrick, all the mindset guys we have in there. And they come out from it like a fixed, narrow mindset into, well, fuck it, if Paul Green can do it, this gobshite from Tala that had all these challenges against him, I can do it. I definitely can do it. And when I see that colour change in their face, it's an honour for us to help them through that process. And it's the best thing that can happen to them in a site visit. And for a builder that's involved, think about a builder again. You're going out, you're fixing up properties every single day of the week and you're getting a wage out of them. Well, and you're dealing with the open public. In this space, you're creating massive wealth. You're not dealing with the public. And you're doing whatever you want to that asset. And you're picking them out. And the only thing you have to do is step your game up and learn how to raise finance. And remember at the moment, tonight as we're sitting here, I think there's something like billions on deposit in the Irish banks. Don't correct me on it. I think it's like 167 or 169 billion sitting there on deposit. And it's all you're looking for is a couple of hundred grand. So stop thinking like a pauper and start to think like a business owner and an entrepreneur and someone that has a vision. And you know you can do it. Like the sound of that. Not the sound of money dropping at the back of your head or you're sitting there with loads of machines counting money. Think of keys dangling at the back of your head, because that's where the truckload of money come from. And you can use any strategy. I've taught people in here a strategy where they've had a business, their business is, you know, creating good money. They've got maybe 10 or 15 staff. The 10 or 15 staff are finding it really, really hard to get accommodation. What is they doing? They come in, they train with me, they learn how to create a HMO, they set the HMO up in their business. They're paying their staff money. Their staff pay them back money. And the cycle goes on. They've just created more wealth for themselves and they're giving their staff a home. That's just unbelievable that you can add that onto your business. And how long did that process take for one of the guys I taught? Probably about 2 years or a year and a half. And now he's up to maybe 12 or 14 rooms. It's unbelievable the amount of things you can do with property. And it's unbelievable the different amount of strategies that are out there. So the only thing I can offer to you today, I've taken this out, it's just a little bit about what I do, how I do it, how I make my money, where I'm bringing the training company, where I'm bringing the venture companies. And, you know, if it's something that you're real, it's not, I don't do it for mommy or daddy. This is just pure, raw and real. And we figure shit out every single day of the week in a group setting. It's not always pleasant. It's not always happy clappy. But when you get the keys and you get them over the line and your customers move in and that cycle starts of you creating wealth, for us, it's a job well done. So maybe throughout this next few days or weeks, you're going to have loads of different questions. You'll have loads of different questions on loads of different strategies. In the next couple of weeks, we're running a flip course here in our HQ. It's a 2-day event. I don't think you can do anything. There's no point in you coming in here and me trying to ram something down your throat. It just won't go in. There's a system. Well, look, I'm just going to tell you my system of learning. It's slow, it's digestible, but it covers every single thing. So I'm going to take just one of our projects and we're going to spend 2 days of how we bought it, how we fixed it, how we financed it, the tax structures it's in that we're not leaking loads of money out, and how you're going to find your next one, all the team that you're going to use. I'm going to break it down from the very, very start. And when you leave here on a Sunday, I'll tell you how much I made out of that one unit. And it's not that I've made 100,000 out of that unit. It's if we landed with 90,000 or 100,000, it just gets reinvested. It just gets put back into the pot and reused. And I'm going to show you why I do that. And that's how we can build units. And remember again, I'm finishing off another unit at the moment. We bought it for, call it 160,000. It 100% has all of the statistics of being a free house. I could take that and pop it into my portfolio, or I can take it and trade it, or you could take it and put it into your pension. And that thing makes a ridiculous amount of money once done correctly. But I'm going to reveal all these secrets that I've personally built over our two-day event. I'm going to bring a tax advisor in as well, because I'm not a tax advisor and I'm not a financial advisor. I'm an entrepreneur. Is all I can tell you is what I have done and how I've created it. But we're going to spend a little bit of time at the end of that flip project, just so you don't get, so you don't just want to leave there creating 100,000 after 100,000 after 100,000. In case the market ever does change and you need to pop one into your portfolio, at the end of it, I'm going to show you how you can pop this in, get a free house, and get up running in the property space. Guys, that's just a little bit about me. As you all know, sometimes I sit this side of the table. I love doing the podcast. I absolutely love doing it. And I'll start them, I'll stop them. I don't have an agenda. I'm extremely busy with what we do. So when I get a good people in, I will sit there and listen to their story. And that's why God gave me these big fucking ears to listen. And when you listen, you take in and you can implement them things into your business as well. If you want to come and join me on the podcast, I would love to have you here. I would love to hear your story and hopefully through my past and through what we're doing now, maybe you'll open up a little bit about your story and what you can do and sit here and help educate people as well. You can just simply drop us in a DM. You can drop us out a mail. That's me. That's me. That's what I do 7 days a week. That's the systems I create. I don't do, bar have a few pints of Guinness. I'm the most boringest person you will ever meet. I absolutely love property. And there's nobody ever going to pull me away from them 3-bed to 4-bed houses. We've found a great niche in there. You can earn yourself a truckload of money doing them. They're really, really good. They're very profitable. And why in the name of God would you want to ever spend 60 hours a week working for some dipshit building his wealth when you can simply get involved in property and do your own thing? Wake up in the morning and do what you want. The first couple of years are just going to be horrendously hard for you. After that, you get to pick and choose. And I'm going to finish on this now. And I'm going to really, really dive into this. Because when I first started this out, when I first went into a box room, and if you go back to my YouTubes, you'll see my son, which was a kid at the time, trying to start up computers, trying to get it. That was me trying to get my message out. If I told you the amount of people that absolutely ripped the fucking piss out of me, like I'm telling you, groups of fuckers ripped the piss out of me. Not one of them fuckers now would say anything to me. Zero. And my job and my personal goal now is to ram it down them fuckers' face until they nearly choke on it, the success I've done, because I've done it. They didn't do it. What they're telling you and what they were telling me at the time, and I found it very, very hard because I come from the streets of Tala. But the reason why, what they were telling me is their expectations of life is zero. And that could have, I truly believe if I didn't come from Tala and I wasn't reared hard, that I would have taken that bullshit on and I would have probably wrapped up that computer, never let my son do it, and we never will have what we have today. So do not take on people's, be very, very careful when someone is slagging you or ripping the piss out of you, just turn the fucking dipshits down. The goal that you have in mind is creating something extra for you. If you know you have that little bit of an extra spark in there, just go for it. we've created a couple of things here in Platinum Property Training. I know property education is expensive. It's expensive to run this building. It's expensive to bring people in. It is an expense for you to learn your education. I've created a thing called Rookies. You can go in there and trial that thing out. And we have it all on a computer. We have it all where you get a login pass and there's hundreds of hours of different things. We do it for €7 for 7 days. You can't afford €7 in this country. Something wrong with you. You can go in as a rookie package and come and train with us for €47 a month. You can jump onto one of our packages and come on for 12 months. And you can go into our Wealth Builder where all of our training sessions are. Every single thing that I've ever done, I've recorded everything. You get an app on your phone and it's literally 24/7 access that you can go through them and you can dive into the property strategies that we've done. It's all there. It's about $2,000 for 12 months. You cannot get your flights and your accommodation over to England. And most of the fuckers over there, well, is all they want to do is get you in and upsell you and upsell you and upsell. And before you know it, you're $50,000 in the hole. You're $2,000 here. After that, if you want to be one of the people that sit with me one-on-one and you want to use my time and use my knowledge, I charge $5,000. That's a lifetime access. And I'll take you to your first deal. What I really want, David, is a relationship with you, because after your first couple of deals, I want you bringing back deals from my company. And I want to build out that network. So that's where we sit inside on a one-on-one and you have access to every single thing. And we just do mentoring sessions one-on-one. I am just going to tell you how to do it. You're the person that has to go and do it. I am not fucking doing it for you. I'm just telling you what I've done and I'll guide you through the process. So that's Platinum Property Training. That's Paul Green. That's what we do. I think it's very, very important that I have done one of these episodes so you understand a bit about our company. For all of the other guests that have come on, you've done a fantastic job. You've represented all of your companies really, really well. And again, if you want to sit up here in the hot seat with me and you want to shoot the breeze about your company or maybe an idea you have, I'm open to it. Shoot us a DM. We're always, always, always open for different ventures. If you've got a house and you want to sell it quickly and you're listening into this, we can have you a cash offer within 24 hours. We can close out a deal within 28 days. In fact, our last deal closed out in 26 days. Just jump over and visit platinumventures.ie, fill in the online form and see what happens. Guys, I really, really appreciate you listening in today. Take as many notes as you possibly can. Rewatch it, revisit it. If you ever want to connect with us or you ever want to join us, the door is open. Chat to you all soon. Hope you enjoyed this episode.